there's so many. How many?
Just pick
many
one, damn it.
Like, over like 200,000 or something.
Pick one. Pick one.
Out of the nominees.
Pick one.
Dude, okay, if you can't
well,
pick one,
have to.
If you can't pick one, just pick Glee over here. Come on.
RDS all the way.
RDS. Yeah. We give out free T-shirts. But they say NHMK on them.
Yes.
Okay, I guess he died. I don't know. Is
wait,
he still
wait,
around?
Wait, hold on. I'm listening through my headphones and I'm hearing my conversation.
All right, turn off Winamp when
turn
you call
off
in.
Because yes, if you're gonna call in, there's a big delay, like 30 seconds. So
okay,
you will hear yourself like 30 seconds previously. It's gonna be really weird.
Yeah, just stop the stream when you get online.
Yeah, I can't help that.
I'm good now. I'm good.
All right, good.
All right, thanks for your opinions, Matt. Take it easy.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You too.
All right, well, that seemed to be pretty bad. Does anyone out there have any good opinions about all this stuff?
If so, let me know. Give me your Skype name, and we'll have you on the show. We're really begging for some good input here.
We're crashing and burning already. That's fine.
All right. Let's see here. I don't know about you, but I think there's just so many categories this year. There's like, I mean, how many are there?
Isn't there the same as last year? I'm pretty sure there's the same.
There are 24 categories.
How much was there last year? But I don't do mine from here. I'm pretty sure there was pretty much the same, dude.
No. I think there weren't 24 categories. I know they've added some, like best no effects and best simplicity.
Well, it doesn't matter. The more categories, the more same videos will win those same
the
categories.
More free stuff to give away.
Yeah, that's true. Are they giving away free stuff again this year?
Yeah, I think so.
But last year, it was a bunch of sponsors that gave it out.
I don't know.
All right. Oh, whatever. I sold all my stuff that I won last year anyway. Oh god, I just got messaged by like 20 people here. And okay, I have to answer a couple of them, so talk, man.
Who is this?
No, just keep talking.
I'm
answering all these IMs right now. So
alright.
God, give stall for me, damn it.
Just to clear things up, Skype does not cost any money. You can get it for free.
Ooh,
there is an internet telephone that you can purchase and use as like your primary telephone service, but just to use Skype on the computer is absolutely free. So don't worry about any kind of costs.
Okay, well, I got a good topic here.
Well, DCD was complaining about it in the chat room.
So. Oh, okay. Well, SSJ decided we should talk about like some of these creators that just came out, like Boat
and Scorpions Unlimited.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really know much about Boat. All I know is that he did that one video where he stole my freaking Remix stuff. that was really weird.
That video he submitted to AWA Pro. Romance video.
Yeah, the BSB video.
Yeah, he did steal your little, like, bars.
That was really odd. But anyways, but I think he really did a lot of good when he made his War of Wrath video. I really liked that one.
The War of Wrath video was very good. I learned that he actually lives in, he lives in the Ukraine or something like that. He lives somewhere in Eastern Europe. So...
Oh, really? I thought he was in the U.S.
Oh, no. He lives... JCD told me that he lives in Eastern Europe.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope he's listening. I don't think so, though. I don't think he ever got the message. Anyways. No. Man, we just seem to be talking about people that aren't listening. Maybe we should start talking about those people that are listening. You know, give their ego a boost. Well, let's see who's in the chat room. Oh, my God. It's filled right now. There's 25 people in the chat room. Let's pick a random name and let's talk about them.
Alan Klontz.
He's not in... Oh, he's in there. Okay.
Zarks has been nominated for a lot of things right now. He's definitely, you know, going to get selected for a couple things. I know I've nominated him for a few things.
Yeah.
I think AMV Hell deserves a lot of stuff.
AMV Hell, I'm betting that it'll probably win best parody and probably best comedy.
Yeah, it's also, I think it should win, like, most original, even. It's great.
That's true, but I don't know. Well, the thing is, it's not the only, he's not the only one to put that together. Wouldn't SSG, whatever his name is, he would probably get some of that, too.
Well, yeah, well, who knows?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of a huge influx of, like, creators from around the world to do this, to, like, present themselves and, like, present videos lately. Like, from, especially from Russia and, like, from Japan.
Yeah,
or something.
That's basically, this year is basically all about other countries joining in on the org for some reason.
Yeah, really.
Like,
really
all of a sudden, all these, like, French AMV makers just come in, like, where the hell did these guys come from?
It's true. I mean, Mads
are starting to finally come out as a big influence.
Last year, I didn't know about, like, hardly any of the French editors or anything like that, but, I mean, this year and last year is going to be, like, really the year of, you know,
foreign editors. Like, all these editors
from us.
Yeah, all these foreign countries, all of a sudden, they're like, they just, all of them know AE for some reason, and they just totally destroy everyone that even makes effects videos. It's crazy.
Yeah, I hope to meet a lot of the German and French editors when I take my trip to Germany this July.
Yeah, everyone should, if you're going to go to Germany, you should mug Lee, because...
What? He's
gay.
Yeah. So, but it's good to see the new videos. I mean, I love seeing all the stuff that's out there, and it really challenges, you know, everybody to, you know, kind of raise the bar for AMV making, you know?
Raise the bar, I guess. Okay, in terms of raising the bar, what video do you think raised the bar this year?
What video raised the bar
this year? For the past few years, you can't really deny that there's certain videos that raise the bar every single year.
This year, probably either Shonen Bushido or... Jeez, I mean, there were a lot of... I mean, there was no one video like Euphoria in 2003, you know?
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, like, just in general.
Well, I mean, let's see. Just, I mean, basically go into the best, like, you know, video of the year list, and you'll see all the videos that really made an impact this year.
Video of the year. You know, there's a lot of videos that weren't really taking consideration to video of the year that I really would have liked to have seen in there.
I'll tell you another video that really raised the bar was... Skintilla's video, his alternate Ava opening.
Oh, I loved that video. That was great. When I first saw that Ace, I'm like, who the hell made this? And everyone assumed that he did it in After Effects. I think he said he did it just in Photoshop.
He did like frame by frame in Photoshop.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Like, this year has been a lot of, like, I've noticed a lot of videos taking more advantage of Photoshop this year. I mean, people, you know, cropping things out, doing things frame by frame more and more, Shonen Bushido, Scorpion's Unlimited video, and then alternate Ava opening. There's just been so many videos that have really just been taking, been using Photoshop more and more into the video realm, which I think is great because it's such a powerful tool when coming to video editing. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. You gotta be pretty scared about what's gonna happen in the years to come when people just start getting really crazy with that stuff. I mean, there's still a lot of things. You know, people always say, like, yeah, this could be the worst, this is, like, the worst AMV year and whatnot, but if you take into consideration all the ones that have come out, and those will just add up to something even better, you know, and you'll never know. You really don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, who knows what kind of technologies will be out in the next year or two.
Not even technologies. I mean, just the songs that will come out and, like, people pairing up certain anime with them. It's limitless.
Yeah, but do you think that the same ideas will be used over and over again? Like, the same concepts?
They already have been.
Yeah, this is true.
Maybe we'll see some people integrating themselves into the videos, dancing along or something. I could see you doing that. That would be pretty damn funny.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. That would be video of the year right there.
Be like Star Wars kid.
Okay, there's this one category that everyone seems to not really like, is the most improved creator.
What?
because
it's like an award that tells you that at one point in time you sucked.
Well, it's not actually. It's not that people are complaining that, you know, you can't really judge who has improved the most. It's basically it'll be the most popular improved creator.
Yeah, that's
true. More it is. Because a lot of like a lot of these people, especially you, you don't deserve to be in there, damn it. Like, what the hell? You had one video the year before, and that was already good. You didn't really improve so much as you refined what you could already do.
Yeah. Same with Zarks. Why is he in there?
I don't know. I think... I mean...
Vic Bond?
Are you kidding me? Vic Bond is in there?
I want to vote. I want to vote JCD on this category.
JCD.
Yeah, LA Pianos is in here too. That's weird.
Yeah, that's Vic Bond isn't on there, man. What the hell are you talking about? No, that's Voices of Ryan.
Oh wait, I'm looking in the wrong category.
You idiot. But you did get JCD and Zarks Rex. He's on there. I don't understand why Zarks is on there because he's always made really good videos. I mean, I guess his surfing on the blocks video, that was freaking awesome. I remember baiting that video.
Well, I mean, you know, his videos back, like, you know, a couple years ago, they weren't very effexy. Like, that Marmalade Boy video he made.
They weren't, but that was back in 2002. If anything, he should have been Most Improved Creator for last year.
Yeah.
Because he was already making, like, 3D effects videos before this year for the VCA.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that song's on.
Anyways, I think people are starting to want some songs here because I think they're all getting sick of us talking.
All right, give us a request. We're taking
it open for requests here for songs. So if you have a song that you want to hear, just hit us up on AIM. And if we don't have the song, just send it to us and we'll probably play it if there's enough time, I guess. So... Well, while we're waiting for that, I guess we should probably play a song while people start messaging us and sending us songs. Do you have any ideas for songs you want to play, man?
You're going to have to decide, because...
Do you want me to play your favorite?
I don't care, go ahead.
Your Goo Goo Dolls?
No. Play the song with Iron Chef, too.
Play the song with Iron Chef? No, wait, dude. Okay, I got a good song. I'm pretty sure people will like this one. Yeah. And... You know, I think a lot of people might even try to use this for a video, even though it's already been used, or will be used. Okay, so here comes a song. It's called Beautiful Things by Ann Dane.
Thank you.
and we're back. That is a good song. And during that entire time, I've been contacted by so many people, and I don't know what the hell to play next.
No, you do. I said something to you.
I do? Okay, well, before I do that, one of our other members, Steak Slim, Jebediah, if you guys know him, he'll be joining us, and I hope he's online. Let's see. Okay, he is online. Let me go add him right now, and we're going to ask him a bunch of questions, see what he's been up to. Come on, Steak Slim. Alright, he's on.
Oh, another RDS member. This is getting interesting.
Well, it is an RDS show. I don't like his picture. Oh, God, that's horrible. He has Tub Girl as his Skype picture. Hey,
hey, what's up?
What's up, Jeb?
Hey.
You're gonna have
to. I got in here.
Okay, you actually got in here, man. Alright, some people want us to talk about the best NoFX category. Have you been keeping up on your VCA nominees here?
I gave her sort of.
Sort of? Well, you have any.
I'm falling behind. You've only got 3 weeks to do it. Not enough time.
It's not enough time, really.
I actually did most of my voting today, but I don't remember half of it.
Oh, that's fine.
Because you're a bum, Stay, man. A bum. Yeah. Get a job.
Get a job. Hey. This is actually the first time I've talked to you, and your Skype picture is still freaking me out. I'm going to have to hide that.
I'll change it.
No, it's fine.
What is it again?
It's Tub Girl, damn it.
Oh.
It's a miniature version of Tub Girl.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Okay, well, if you want to go ahead and take a gander at the best NoFX video categories,
can you
give us some thoughts on that one? Like, especially those that don't really belong there. Let's see. Have you seen that, Lee?
Yeah, there's a couple in here that are just like, yeah.
This is totally out of place. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I mean, we could look at Mercer of the Beast, or we could make fun of Brad here, Adam X. Why the hell is his video in there? How is that NoFX? I mean, I guess. I don't know. Never mind. I don't even want to go there.
It is pretty funny.
And Steak's not helping us out here. He's not saying anything. Yeah, come on, man. I could. You're sore from what? I don't even want to know.
I'm just sore because the only category was trailer.
Oh, well, that's the only one that you actually get into.
No more albums. I gotta run my.
How many years have you been, like, making AMVs that all you've ever made are trailers, really?
I don't
the
know.
The only video that I even know of yours.
I thought at least Dickass would make into action.
I don't think so.
Did
maybe
you make that in 2004?
Maybe if you made Fire 2.
I'm planning on remastering that bastard.
You really need to? Was it that bad?
Well, it's just I got the renewal footage now, and so I just want to see it.
Well, you have it behind so many, like, composites that it didn't really matter. You had that, like, what did you do that? You just put in, like, a Photoshop thing with, like, a bunch of brush strokes, and you change it every single time?
Yeah.
Alright, that's what I figured.
Lots of, like, rotoscoping and such. I made about 80 of them.
Yeah, that's...
80 ink blot brush strokes.
That's what it looked like.
He's like... Well, just to show you, the more work you put into a video, the better it tends to be.
That's not true. That is not true.
Yeah, you're right.
No, yeah, it's not true, man.
One thing I noticed, and if someone can help me confirm this, I noticed in the trailer category, Vic Bond's Witch Hunter Robin Matrix Reloaded trailer, or was it Revolutions? I'm not sure was in there.
Yeah.
I could have sworn that was made back in 2003.
Really?
Yeah.
How the hell did that squeak in there? Did he?
Well, I think he was probably made in 2003, but he might have not put it on the order until 2004.
Okay. Because I saw them and I was like,
Did that premiere at AWOL or something?
I have no idea.
Wait. No. Yeah, I do remember that video. Yeah, he did. He premiered it at, like, some convention. So I guess he never put it up.
Yeah, I just remember they're just old. Yeah.
That's pretty odd.
like some of these videos are slipping through and I don't remember.
Okay, Callium is badgering me here, saying that the listeners want metal music.
Metal music?
Well, yeah, okay. If anyone actually wants metal music to be played, if anyone wants it, tell that
on... We should play Shameless Country.
Play that on... if you want metal to be... No! I'm thinking we should play, like, music from the VCA videos.
Spirit Never Dies.
No, I'm not playing that, damn it.
I know, I was kidding, jeez.
I'm gonna slap you. Alright. So, are we gonna play metal or not? Okay, we have...
Alright, we have to play metal. Everyone is
we do?
Metal.
Oh, god damn it.
But, like, everyone is spamming metal on the chat.
Metal? That's four people spamming metal. Should we appease those four people?
Yes, yes. Just play,
but so, I hear someone saying country right now. Country metal.
We can part J-pop. Hey, no, oh god, man, I had that song called Country Folk.
Okay, damn it. Well, Callium sent me this one metal song. It's not that bad. I think it's from Boat's video, which would be fine. We can play that one.
Play that one.
Let me see if I can find it. I don't think he's even done sending it. Where is it? Let me see what he's... looking for it.
Play that garbage song.
Cal, what are you doing?
Oh, it's Battlefield. That's the song, right? Do you guys remember? Yeah.
Play that.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. God. I don't even know where you sent it, where I got it sent to. There it is. All right. Well, it's a pretty long song, so if you guys are going to stick around, you better like this metal song. All right. Well, I'm going to be playing Blind Guardian, Battlefield. Let's see if I can find my Winamp here. Wow, it's behind all of these windows. I don't think I can play this back because it's in OGG format, and I do not have OGG.
I have OGG?
Yeah.
OGG.
Cal, you have to send me an MP3 if you want it.
play the song that Lone Wolf wants us to play.
Okay.
The Read or Die song.
It's a Read or Die song? Okay, well, I'll have Callium send me the MP3, and then we'll play this Read or Die song right now. It's an instrumental. Is this from the opening? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it looks like
who
it.
Who knows?
All right.
All right, play it.
We'll be surprised.
God.
Hey, right. And we're back.
Play that music.
What music? All right, well, we finally got our metal song here. Someone was kind enough to send it. It's Blind Guardian Battlefield. So I guess I'll play that now, and this gives us some time to actually talk about what we're going to talk about next. All right, here it goes.
Get more people to call in.
All right.
Do not cross this bridge.
All right. Damn. Well, it seems that we are really full. We have maxed out both in the AIM chat room and the server. We didn't really expect this many people to listen in, and a lot of people are having trouble getting back on if you get cut off. We'll try to fix that for next week, I guess. We'll have 64 listeners. That should be good enough.
Yeah. But anyway, if our popularity increases at an exponential rate.
I don't think so. It just seems like everyone was really bored tonight and had nothing better to do.
That's why you do it on Wednesdays.
All right, well, we're going to kick off Steak Slim here because he's been hanging around us too long.
What?
I'm sorry, dude. We need a new personality on air.
And yeah, sorry, Steak.
I'm full of personality.
No, you're not.
You got the RDS love, but, you know, it's time to call it quits.
Sorry, man.
Is it because of my tough girl icon?
Yes. That was pretty damn scary, dude. All right, I'm going to kick you off, man. See you later.
Off the air here. Later. Damn you.
All right, well, it's back to me and Lee again. I guess we have an open spot, so if you want to message one of us to come in, but only you have to give us a good reason why you want to come in and talk to us, I guess.
If you have a comment about the current VCAs or anything like that, then you know, come on in, voice your opinion, and we'll put you on the air.
Okay, and while you guys are getting ready to do that, we're going to play MSI Clarissa. Everyone seems to want to hear that. It's only a two-minute song, so you guys better message us quick.
And when we come back, we're going to be discussing the Absolute Destiny's little multi-editor project thing and how that's going to go. So.
All right. Clarissa by MSI. It seems a lot of people really like that song. I really do like that song, actually. Well, we're going to be calling Green Jinjo here, if you guys know him. He made that one video, Little Tutoria Boy.
He's also the founder of the MSI project.
Okay. That's cool. Hey, you with us?
I'm here.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, you?
Nothing much. This is Coop, and this Knives over here.
Awesome.
All right. Going? We're good. So, you got any thoughts about the VCAs, anything in general? Or anything in particular you want to talk about?
Noticed a lot more pimping this year in the forums.
Well, yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was actually a big deal, you know? Like.
But more so than last year, even.
The nominations, like, there's half more as many as last year?
No, there's twice as many.
There's twice as many? Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Wow. Well, It was last year that they started doing those banner things, and people seem to really like that.
Giving away free stuff.
That too. It was great. I think people were really surprised about that last year. That's why everyone wanted to get in on it this year.
Yeah, prizes really bring people out.
Yeah, does anyone have any idea what the prizes are this year, or?
Not a clue. Kate is yet to make the post of the picture of stuff like you did last year.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
He probably doesn't want to, like, you know, let anyone know until some people have actually won and stuff, you know. Or it's down to the finals, probably.
All right.
You know, keep the suspense going.
So you have any thoughts on the categories this year?
What's been the hot topic lately here?
The hot topics. Well, I guess we haven't touched on drama videos, if you guys want to talk about that one.
Well, I mean, one of the hot topics is the fact that, you know, there's like three new categories and they all suck.
Well, it doesn't matter. The people voted those in, so we got to keep them.
Well, let's do the drama videos then.
You got any thoughts on those ones?
Yeah, I'm personally going to vote for Silence.
Silence?
Yeah. I saw a big screen at Otakon, so I guess that might be a little bit biased, but...
Maybe it's because I haven't seen Naya Under 7, or whatever, however you say that.
I saw it at AWA Pro when it won Best Technical and Best Artistic. I mean, the video is very well done. I mean, I can tell that...
Well, I'm not denying that. The thing is, as a best drama, I don't know. Best technical, would have a better shot at, I think.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't... Like, as far as drama goes, I mean... When I watch it, like, I feel like it's extremely artistic, but I don't know how much emotion it conveys, you know what I mean?
Like, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, as far as a video with the drama, I don't know if it's really, like, it's a very strong emotionally video. Like, and I feel like drama should really have that thing where after the end of it, you're like, well, damn, you know?
And but, you're right. It might be better in the artistic videos, but
yeah.
when you're there, you've got things like Olin and The Wasteland that you have to compete with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, even if it competes with Olin, I mean, think about the technicality that was just in that video anyway.
They're completely different styles of video.
But that's what makes it most artistic, is pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to expect to go against videos like that.
For as far as dramatic, I think that P-Wolf's As the World Crashes Down should take this video pretty well. I mean, it should take this category pretty well. I mean, it's definitely one of those videos that's extremely powerful, you know? So I'm voting for P-Wolf's video, among other videos.
I'm probably going to vote that, as well as Korin's Last Transmission.
Yeah, I'm voting
for Korin. Even though I haven't really seen all of Last Exile, that was really well done, and I think that was really dramatic for what it was.
Go RDS.
P-Wolf's not RDS. Why are we pimping him so much? I think he sent me some waffles earlier this morning.
P-Wolf's kind of like one of those twin brothers I never had, though. So.
Oh yeah, you've been wanting to have him as a part of RDS, haven't you?
Yeah, he won't give up P-Wolf AMV.
Not even for a free T-shirt.
No, not for the free T-shirt. We tried pimping those out, but when they realized there was no free T-shirt, they kind of turned away.
Sour.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's fine.
Oh, SSJ said that everyone should check out the video Victims of War
by
Brain Carnival. He said it's definitely worth the watch, so you guys check that out.
When did that come out?
I have no idea.
Oh, it must be a new video. I haven't even heard of it.
Well, it probably got overlooked or something. I didn't see it.
It came out in May, if I remember right, and it's a very good video. I recommend it.
All right, so you guys check that video out.
Okay, how about, since we're going to drama category, we might as well talk about Best Sentimental, if anyone... I don't even know...
How about Best Romance? Come on.
No, I'm not talking about Best Romance. You know you're getting my vote for that.
What are you talking about? I'm actually voting for Bakadeshi's video.
Which one?
Another love story.
I haven't seen that video yet. I'm
That's
sorry.
A great video. Download it now.
I was downloading it earlier, but then I got kicked off. I don't know. And I lost my connection. And like, I
download
just totally forgot about it. What?
It
uses a Counting Crows song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wanting to see that, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Do it later or sometime.
Okay. I'll give it a look at that one.
One thing I think is kind of weird is that Piano's DDR4 track is under Best Romance.
Really? Let me see.
Yeah, his Against All Odds video.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah.
See, now you know why I didn't vote. I didn't even watch the EDR project.
Well, it doesn't really belong in there.
That's true. Okay. What would you vote for Best Romance? Green Ginger? I don't know. Should we call you by your first name if you have one?
Whatever's fine.
Whatever. Okay. Okay, Mr. Whatever.
Best Romance, I personally like Build Me Up Buttercup, but it doesn't, you know, it's, again, it's a lot different than the rest of them in there. And to be honest with you, I haven't actually seen most of the romantic videos yet. I still have to download them.
Go, you should watch A Typical Love Story. That's a great, I'm just kidding. Don't watch it. That's a horrible video. I can't believe I watched that damn thing.
Yeah, you'd like it.
All right. Well, it seems, did we get any more song requests? Because I didn't get any. I might have, but a lot of people are just sending me stuff. I don't know what to play next.
How about we pick a song from your computer, man?
Someone sent me this one.
Country.
Does anyone want to hear Vertigo Remix by U2?
Vertigo Remix?
Yeah, it's a remix of Vertigo. Does anyone want to hear that? I mean, he does have the weird Spanish counting on there.
Spanish counting?
Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
It's the only reason anybody listens to it.
Okay. Some people want to hear a VCA song.
Yeah, no Spanish counting. No U2. Okay, yeah, let's play some VCA songs.
VCA song. I think I have some Goo Goo Dolls on here.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm not playing that damn song. Let's look at the Video of the Year Awards. For some reason, the org is going really slow. Wasn't like it being all used up earlier? Can't get into Video of the Year categories.
What is wrong with you?
God. Okay. I don't have a song. You guys have to pick me one, dammit. Pick one.
Okay,
oh, God. I shouldn't have said.
Should do the entire AMV hell.
No!
It's not good without the video.
Oh, okay. I got one. From, I think, was it nominated? I'm not sure.
What video? What is it?
It should be under Best Dramatic.
What is it?
It's not. I'm not sure if it's a Razafon video.
Priceless?
Yeah, Priceless. Was that nominated at all?
I don't know, but it's by Norse Otaku.
Yeah.
That's a great video.
You know, I like the song too, so I might as well play the song there. I'm pretty sure it's on the VCA somewhere, so I'm gonna go play that. This is Priceless by Copeland.
I remember when I'd run to you through fields of white flowers. Your embrace was my air. How I needed you there. In all of the world and all of its power. Like the dragonfly's wings need to end. Like follow me. I'm so proud of you. But all of the world and all of its powers couldn't keep your love from me.
Well, that was Priceless by Copeland, and apparently, even though that was a really good AMV, it got the shaft in the VCAs and wasn't even nominated for anything. So, yeah, sorry, sorry for playing that.
We have a special, heart, for that, because we're both, Razzafan fans.
Yeah, we're biased, I suppose.
Deranged should feel our pain.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I think we're going to just talk for a little bit more and then play one more song and then just talk a little bit after that, and that will be the end of our first show.
Hello?
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 All right, this is The Man 666 on the org.
What's up?
You got some opinions you want to share about the BCAs or anything else?
Wow, are you calling from a phone booth or something? Jesus.
Hey,
I'm 13.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. That doesn't explain why it sounds really like you're calling from a phone booth.
No, but it does explain the lack of bass in his voice.
Oh. Well, I just got a really crappy microphone anyway, so.
Dude, you might want to turn down your speakers because we can hear everything that you're in the background there.
Yeah, make sure you're not on Winamp.
Yes. Yeah. Turn down your headphones or your speakers and get on your headphones because this is going to be pretty annoying.
I don't know how to.
Just turn it off or turn it down.
There's no volume thing.
Oh, God.
Okay, wait. Here, wait.
This is getting pretty funny right now.
So, Absolute Desi's gonna be,
okay, this is really bad. There's a big echo.
Yeah, there is.
Dude, I think... Should we cut him off for now?
Alright, quick. You got anything to say?
Alright, I'm on my headphones now.
Alright, that's great. Better. That's better. You got any thoughts about the VCAs or anything?
Well, I don't know. I think that we've just been seeing a lot of the same videos in all the categories. There needs to be more,
But this is what happens every year, man. It's a popularity contest. If you
true.
Do you have any particular video you'd like to be voted in for any category?
What?
You have any particular video that you'd like to see win in any category?
Do you have any favorites?
Any favorite categories?
Any favorite videos?
Oh, videos. Anything by Green Jinjo, man.
Hey, man, you got pimped over here. It's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, well. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're
gonna let you go now, right?
We're gonna let you go. All right. See ya. Take it easy. Well, who was it? Was it The Man? Did he even make anything?
Yeah, he's made a few things.
Oh, really? I didn't. Like I told you, I didn't really watch any videos.
Yeah, segment DMS I brought you as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we should probably take just one more request for a song. Well, before let's talk about, wrap this up.
One more thing. Let's talk about the multi-editor project thing that's going to be going on. Apparently, Absolute Destiny is going to be hosting his own category for best, you know, multi-editor projects. He said there's no way they could do it with the database, but he said he knew all the multi-editor projects that came out this year, so... Hopefully, you guys vote Reflections of Style on that.
Well, how is that going to happen? Is it going to be a category on the VCAs? Is it going to show up or not?
I don't know. It might be something on the forum. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he said he will do it. So,
for this year?
Yeah, this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, if you guys are on a project, I guess you guys have a pretty good chance of still winning.
Yeah.
All right.
It should be a lot of fun. Yeah, SSJ misses me again. He said that he wants to give character profiles some love.
Character profiles some love. I
with
do like
slew of Berserk videos, which he means he wants us to pimp his video for him.
Well, you know, his videos were pretty good. I give him that.
Yeah.
But as a character profile video, I don't know. I really liked that one video by Subrunker, A Different Side of Me.
Yeah. All right, SSJ, we liked the Hawks Talon Judo. It deserves best character profile. There you go.
I would probably, if I were to vote for a couple, I'd probably pick SSJ's and Subrunker's video. I'm not sure about anything else, though.
I don't know. Like, the rest of these, I don't know about... It's hard to really say, like... Because, I mean, SSJ's is so blatantly a character profile video. Like, all these others are kind of like, I don't know, you know. They guess they could be character profile, but some are kind of like... like, the Children's Project? What the hell?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I don't know. But
all right, anyways. Well, Machine's video is on there. It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
like, that's mostly the parody over a video, really.
Shonen Bushido, character profile.
Shonen Bushido, the character profile? I don't know about
that.
Here. All right, well, anyways.
I
think
80 character profiles.
We should play just one more song, and then after that, we're going to wrap it up afterwards, because I think we've gone on long enough.
Yeah, we've gone over our hour that we
promised. Yeah, we were supposed to just go an hour, but people kept listening, so we decided to just keep the thing going.
Yeah, we'll go next, you know, we'll play one more song, and then we'll wrap it after that. So, any requests that you guys want?
One last song, the final song of the first broadcast here. Come on, we're open for ideas, so...
I'm looking at the chat here. I don't know.
Yeah, no one's messaging me anything. So I might have to play my own. We do have to wait 30 seconds, but I might have to play one of my own things here, which I haven't, by the way. Wait, let's see. Berserk wants to hear some random techno song.
play.
And Tsunami Jones keeps telling me to play this German Captain Planet song. I don't think I'm going to play it.
What?
I don't know what it is. He sent it to me a long time ago, and I've been kind of avoiding it. I really don't want to hear it. Or at least I heard it, and I don't want to play it back. Steak wants me to play Garbage, a Garbage song. DCD wants me to play this one, this song that I'm using for my new video, but I don't want to give that away yet, so...
MJ wants us to play Take On Me.
I kind of do want to play that back. I don't know why.
Sure, go ahead, play it.
I don't have it. Are you going to give it to me, or is MJ going to send it over?
I'm telling him to send it to you.
I wonder, I don't know, when MJ sticks to music, I bet you're going
to... Oh yeah, you're right. I don't know if I listen to, like, crazy 80s.
We're going to go down to, like... 50. Never mind. I think I'm just gonna get messaged by people saying this sucks. I don't know. SJ keeps telling me to play Flaw. I don't even know what this song is. Well, I'm gonna listen to it on my own, and I'm not gonna broadcast it and see how it is.
Right.
You can stall for me while we look for another song to play.
Thanks, pal.
Stall for me, pal.
All right, I am. All right. Play Jay-Z. How about Jay-Z and Linkin Park together? That'd be a crazy mix, don't you think?
No, I don't want to play that one. Should I just play Must Be Dreaming? Come on.
No, don't play. Play that one that was on Garden State. Play that song.
No, no more Garden State. We played so much Garden State the last time.
All right, fine.
Oh God, I don't know what to play.
How about some French music?
French music? I only have those two Orange Lounge songs.
Like something from Tyler's video.
No, I am not playing that. We need something that everyone will like or something.
Alright, alright.
What's something everyone will like? Should I play Soul Glow or something?
Just play something.
I got nothing, dude. Well, I do have stuff, but then people will be like, boo, that sucks. You're gay. I want your babies.
Who cares about our listeners?
I want your babies. Well, you give me an idea and I'll play it.
Okay, I will. How about just like play a song, like play a video of it. All right, here. I do everything for you.
I'm gonna play Postal Service if no one gives me something here. I am not playing Flaw, damn it. Okay, I have half people saying Flaw and the other half people saying Soul Glow.
Play Flaw.
Flaw. No, Flaw is just like emo. I have half the people playing, wanting to hear Soul Glow, and the other half saying Flaw.
Well, I was gonna submit May.
May, dude, I'm playing the Postal Service. I don't care about you guys.
I don't know what this is.
Clocks.
Oh wait, never mind. Don't do that.
No. Get too many songs. Okay, fine. I'll play that garbage song that Steak Sim was wanting to play.
Yeah,
all right.
Play it.
Where is it? All right.
Oh god.
Here's "You Look So Fine" by Garbage.
You're taking me over.
All right, we're back, and this is going to be the last time we talk.
Yeah, this is it.
And, okay, for all those people that wanted to hear Flaw, we'll play it as an out, as our last song that we'll be going out on. And there's one person we need to call. Actually, hold on. That's Timmy Adam. This is the last person we're going to call because he's been bugging me all night. We'll call him. And no, we're not playing Soul Glow, even though as much as you guys... I can't play it back. We're going to play... We're going to play Flaw after this.
Also, we are now opening a position for secretary. Seems we need one.
Dude, you're going to have to invite him or something.
Who is it?
It's a Zero Serenity.
What's his Skype name?
Zero Serenity.
Space or no space?
No space.
Okay, we wish you had told me earlier.
Well, okay, we're going to invite him over last song. I mean, last time we're going to talk to him once, and then we're going to play the Flaw song, and then that'll be it for the night.
Indeed. Welcome, Zero Serenity. Do you have any other aliases, or is this it?
That, or Zero, or whatever.
You're the Zero guy on the org?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay, I guess his name is Chris Buddy on AIM, if you guys want to hound him. So, you have any thoughts you want to say to us, or are you just calling to bug us?
I don't know, maybe a little of both.
Popular on our radio show. We're so popular.
Do you have anything to say about the BCAs at all?
Yeah, I think I arrived at the org a little too late to really participate in them.
Oh,
yeah, I actually didn't even see you in the org that much. I saw you a lot at the Hypodermics forum.
Yeah, I only showed up at the org in about July.
Okay, well, do you have any thoughts about the BCAs at all or anything?
I just ran through the list and just picked out who I liked.
Okay.
You have any favorites or anything?
Favorites?
Alan was good.
Alan?
Oh, yeah.
The Range Creations?
Good.
Yeah. A little bit of pimp to him. Yeah, that was a great video.
Yeah, that's a good video.
I think it definitely, improved the...
It gave those people something to call Euphoria to for a little bit.
Well, I think it definitely raised the bar on the level of effects complexity in videos.
Yeah, I know.
Some crazy, complex effects.
I felt kind of bad if he had released it before I did, then maybe it made a bigger impact than it did.
Yeah.
A lot of people kind of shunned it. I don't know why they really shunned it. Yeah, it's a great video. Anyways. Okay, right, so, I think we're going to... All right, well...
I guess that's it.
Okay, that's it. Well, okay. Well, thanks for calling in. I'm starting to lose my voice. Yeah, I think we already have a secretary. My girlfriend will do it. She'll take the aim. But that's something else we'll talk about later on. All right, we're gonna play the last song that we're gonna end on for the first broadcast. It's
Remember.
What?
Every Wednesday night at 10 p.m.
Okay.
Tune in. Get your friends to call. Everything. More listeners.
Okay. And the song, this was sent to me by SSJ. We're going to play My Letter by Flaw. And I heard it's supposed to be like an emo song. Or is SSJ going to kill me about that now? It doesn't matter. I'm going to play it now. All right, well, see you guys. See you guys next week.
All right, next week.